And it's time to celebrate an anniversary of sorts. 1 year ago today, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It was the fourth largest U.S. bankruptcy on record. We're joined now by Rebecca Lindland. She's an auto industry analyst for IHS Global Insight. So, Rebecca, it's been a year. How is the company faring after a year of bankruptcy protection?
Well, good morning, Celeste, and thank you for having me on, although now I'm hungry after talking about lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually doing really, really well. They've only lost about half a percentage share of market share, which is really quite good considering they've canceled four brands.
And we just have reports out today showing that the big three have actually slashed warranty claims by more than 40% in recent years, meaning that they're not only getting financially healthier, but also the products themselves are getting better.
And they are. One of the biggest issues that all three companies really face is a perception that their products aren't good. And yet, in fact, they've made tremendous strides in terms of quality, reliability, durability. They've really done a lot of work. The interiors are just 10 times better than they've been. I recently drove the new Buick Regal, and it was just such a fantastic car. I had it in Germany, and it just performed incredibly well. So there's a lot of exciting products coming out of Detroit.
Rebecca Lindland, auto industry analyst for IHS Global Insight.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.